Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show and more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. The McLaren Health Plan phone line is 393-3700. Peter Zollman is with Advance Interactive Media Group. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. We go by the AIM Group.
All right. Tell us what you do at AIM.
We are consultants in interactive media and classified advertising. And we're experts on things like Craigslist and Backpage, and we follow what's going on in the world of media changes.
All right, I wanted to talk. There's been a story here in the Detroit area about the interactive media advertising, and there have been some unfortunate deaths, some murders, if you will, that are unsolved, and we don't want you to necessarily comment on that. We don't want you to pass judgment on anything that we're going to talk about, but what I did find interesting is the amount of money that is spent on some ads for escorts. Now, according to a story in the Detroit Free Press, in the last 12 months, five websites alone sold roughly $36.1 million in ads for escorts, body rubs, and other similar type services. This is according to information from the AIM Group. I wanted you to comment on those numbers.
Well, those numbers are probably conservative. Those are the numbers we do through research. We've been following this for about a year and a half now, and we do a very simple calculation. I know that Backpage.com, which is the website that has been mentioned in conjunction with the killings, has complained that our count is wrong, and we agree that it's wrong. It's probably conservative. There are a lot of people who want to advertise their services as escorts. Frankly, the state attorneys general in the U.S. have called it prostitution advertising. And if you were to look at it, you would agree it's advertising for prostitutes. Whether that's right or wrong, it's up to individuals to decide. Prostitution itself is legal. Advertising for prostitution online is totally legal, and Backpage, by law, has every right to carry that advertising.
The sites you're mentioning, Backpage.com, sold the most of this advertising. We had that overall number, which you say is conservative, of $36.1 million. Backpage's number was $24.3 million. I'm not familiar. Tell me about Backpage, Eros, City Vibe, My Red Book, AdultSearch.com. I take it those are all adult websites?
Those are all, four of the five are adult websites strictly for the purpose of advertising for prostitutes and the like. Backpage is a little different. Backpage is owned by Village Voice Media, which is a respected media company. That publishes the Village Voice and New Times and a number of other alternative weeklies. And Backpage has been publishing ads for escorts since long before the Internet came around. They were published on the back page of the Village Voice newspaper sites. Now they go online and they're protected by the, you know, by the Federal Communications Decency Act, but they are still considered a thorn in the side by many people who are activists complaining about trafficking in children and trafficking in women and so forth.
Peter Zollman is with the AIM Group on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And Peter, just so I'm clear, did I hear you say that prostitution was legal?
No, I said advertising for prostitution online is protected by the Communications Decency Act of the United States, in the U.S., of course, and in other countries it's just routine. But in the United States, advertising online such as that is on Backpage.com is protected by the Communications Decency Act. And so there's no legal issue there for Village Voice Media. And they spend multiple millions of dollars a year trying to prevent ads involving children and prostitution.
Now, according to AIM Group, Backpage.com became the leader for escort advertising when Craigslist pulled the plug on its adult service ads in September of 2010 following pressure from lawmakers and clergy. Just from your experience, do you see that happening at other websites?
Well, we have seen some prostitution advertising websites shut down. Backpage.com is owned by a mainstream, if you will, media company, although they publish alternative weeklies, and I find it highly unlikely that they will eliminate their advertising for escorts and body rubs anytime soon, if ever, unless the law changes. But it's a highly profitable, lucrative business for them, and they, you know, plan to continue to do so.
Now, Peter, we mentioned earlier in the story that $36.1 million in ads just for escorts was what was estimated by the AIM Group, with more than $24 million of that by Backpage. But I was curious to learn, how did you come up with those numbers that you say are conservative?
Yes. We do a very simple calculation. We go to the websites that we study, and we count the ads. And then we take their published rates, and we multiply them by the number of ads. It's very simple. It's scientific. It's basic. We don't go to every city and every localized site that Backpage has. So we're very confident this is a conservative number, and it's an easy thing to do. Especially if anybody else wishes to do it, we spell out our methodology very clearly on our website, aimgroup.com, and people can see exactly how we do the research. It's all above board. I don't do it personally. In fact, some of those websites you mentioned I've never been to, but we have, as a company, reviewed all of those websites and counted up the revenue they are achieving or attaining from the ads for body rubs, escort services, and the like.
All right. And finally, Peter, before I let you go, it sounds like from the information that you've given us that the revenue is increasing and will continue to do so.
Well, whether it continues to do so, I don't know. But the revenue has been increasing, particularly as people find the sites that have replaced Craigslist for prostitution advertising or escort advertising, if you prefer to call it that. So the revenue has been increasing. It continues to set records and will probably continue to do so, although from a research standpoint, we can't say that.
We've been talking with Peter Zollman, who's with the AIM Group. Peter, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your calling. Take care.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.